This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, March 30. Thin Places. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This month, we've looked at what it means to be prophets and priests and to serve our Lord as kings and queens. All people who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior share these roles as God works in us and through us to make us more like Him. Celtic spirituality speaks of thin places, where the natural and spiritual come together, as if separated only by a thin veil. Many examples in nature reveal this. We see it in the beauty and intricacies of flowers and fruit trees, the human body, coral reefs, majestic mountains, and much more. We see it in the delicate balance of countless species that depend on each other. There are also times when our prayers and scripture reading come alive, and we sense the Holy Spirit at work. We can also see this in good literature based on Jesus' teaching, and in world affairs in which leaders aim to do what is right and good for all people. When we think of ourselves as prophets, priests, and kings and queens, we find our identity. The Lord and King who loves us has brought us into fellowship with Himself. Our task is to have faith and believe and to show that God reigns in our lives. Today, live like a child of the King, a priest of the Lord, and a prophet of the Most High God. Pray with me. Father God, remind me today of who I am, that I am your beloved child, that you care for me. You love me so much that you sent your Son to die for me. May I follow you in faith and obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.